What's up, Schmodown fans? Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Schmodown. I'm Star Wars competitor Andrew DiMolanta.
And I'm Nikki DiMolanta.
We'll get you to say it right eventually.
One day. We'll see.
When are you going to concede to that? When you compete?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of in denial still.
Anyways, welcome to this episode. War has begun, ladies and gentlemen. War has begun. The first official matches of the season. Season 8, titled War, are in the books.
Oh, man.
And they're good ones.
Oh, man.
They're very good ones, especially the main event.
It's been so long. Yeah. It feels weird.
Yeah, because we've been talking about like, match is coming up.
Wait,
rules in the off season. Sorry, I'm itching my nose. I just did yard work.
Allergy boy.
Allergy boy over here. Allergy man.
Allergy man. Just raked about 20 pounds of leaves.
Yeah, we were putting that off. So we, yeah.
Man. Being grown up is cool.
Yeah. Being a homeowner is awesome.
Cool.
Anyways, let's go ahead and get into these matches. The first throwdown, pay-per-view main event of the season. There's three a month. So if you're not a patron or, you know.
If you have the means, it's pretty cool. You should absolutely do it. Yeah. If you don't have the means, we respect that too. Yeah.
And this is probably the last time we're going to say this, but spoiler warning from this point on. Every single match will be spoiled if you have not seen it. Yes. We do not want to fall behind because there's going to be like a million matches this season.
So if you haven't watched the Molly Laura match, if you haven't watched the Chandru Mara match, come back later once you have, unless you want us to just tell you what happens.
Yeah.
So come back later.
That is a standing spoiler warning for the rest of the season. We are not waiting till the public gets it. We're doing it right away, as of every single after show is doing.
Yeah.
You'd be stupid and foolish not to, because
you're just gonna fall behind.
You're gonna fall behind. You're like, oh my god, what were we doing?
We'd be talking about matches from a month ago if we did that.
Yeah, exactly.
No thanks.
Yeah. So the undercard for this throwdown.
The undercard for this throwdown was a Star Wars number one contender match.
Oh, Star Wars?
A Star War. Mm. Heard they're good.
Yeah.
So we got. What do we got? We got Laura Lights Out Kelly of Swag versus Not Magic. I don't believe anymore.
Yeah, they did change her nickname.
Is it Maverick? The Maverick? Maverick or Molly Maverick?
Molly the Maverick, I think.
Damon,
yeah.
Still alliterative. So I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And she is representing the dungeon. I almost said Usual Suspects. I'm still living in the last year, I guess. The dungeon. So, match opens up in an interesting way because, you know, Molly gets introduced. She does her like pre-intro thing. Then Laura gets introduced. We got Laura. She's kicking back. She's got her feet up. She's got
a corruption shirt on.
And it's kind of like, what year is it? So, you know, it's kind of weird. She's definitely thrown on an attitude. She's chomping on some gum. And obviously, you know, we got beef.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody's kind of like, what's going on? Why are you wearing a corruption shirt? Herp, derp, 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 derp. And, you know, you get the feeling that she wants to play for corruption still.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, she totally wants to play for corruption still, but
not
it's either,
hard to deduce.
It's either, you know, you play for Winston or you don't play at all.
Yeah.
So.
Or you work out some kind of fantastical trade.
Yeah. We'll get to that after this match. Yes. Let's get to the match because I have some thoughts on
we
that.
We have thoughts in our brains.
But let's go ahead and get to the match first and then we'll talk about that.
Round one. Molly did miss a question about who led the space battle in Rogue One.
And she's confused. I think she's confusing the, because I think she might have
heard. Forget what her actual answer was.
She said
Gorin.
Gorin. And it was Raddus. And I think she got her Imperial and Rebel Admirals swapped.
Crisscrossed.
So a little circuit malfunction in her brain. Like maybe I heard Imperial.
Because. And then there was another question that she did miss about there'll be hell to pay, you know,
yes.
A new hope. So there was it was the question about like Uncle Owen said that Luke had to have
the new units in
what area by the morning time or whatever, or there'll be hell to pay.
The units in this area to be fixed by midnight, or there'll be hell to pay.
There you go. And Molly said southern, the southern area.
Close.
She got it wrong.
No, Siggy.
And then, yeah. And then Laura said south ridge.
South ridge.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And they gave it to her.
Yeah. And this is interesting for me because we obviously were playing along.
Obviously.
Yeah. You said South Ridge.
I said South Ridge just like Laura did.
I said South Range.
And the reason you said South Range is because, mm-hmm. it was merely because of the way the question was worded. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because the fact that they stuck in the, or help, they'll be held to pay.
Because, yeah, because the scene they're referencing, he actually says South Range.
Correct.
South Range repaired by midday or they'll be held to pay.
Yeah.
But in the scene prior to that,
that's what the scene I was thinking
he
of.
He said South Ridge.
Yeah.
Either one is fine. In my opinion, it's like, it's not like the question is bad or no, anything like that. No. It's just like, it's one of those things where a certain thing is referred to two different ways in the movie.
Yeah. Star Wars is like infamous for that.
So I think either if you either say South Ridge or South Range.
Yeah.
They're both right.
They're both right.
So it's just that he said two different things.
Yeah.
And so yeah. It was just like, that's interesting. But I imagine had they said range instead of ridge or ridge over other than range, you'd probably have been right either way.
I just feel good that I said the same thing Laura did. So Laura, speaking of, got a perfect round and got the bonus question. A very familiar sounding question indeed. Bombad General.
Oh, yeah.
By the end of round one, it was 8-11. Laura. Mm-hmm. Round two.
Continues her dominance in the first round.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yeah.
Round two, Molly goes first. She spun Revenge of the Sith.
The Sith.
Mm-hmm. And then spins again and gets Spinner's Choice. Good spin, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Then she decided to take Force Awakens. I feel like I was like, yep, that makes sense.
Yeah.
She got a perfect round. Think she's seen the movie, is what Mark Ellis would say. Laura goes, she spins Attack of the Clones. She says, let's go, baby. She gets a perfect round too, as well. By the end of round two, 18-21, still in favor of Miss Kelly. Mm-hmm. We head into round three. 2 points from Molly. The Force Awakens. What rank does Leia hold with the resistance that we learned from the film's opening crawl? General, got it.
Yep.
3-pointer for Molly. Jedi Order. How many students did Luke Skywalker have at the Jedi Temple, not including Ben? Mm-hmm. She said 12. She got it.
And another one where I think you said a dozen, you'd be right.
Yeah, potato, potato.
Yeah.
With that, you know. Mm-hmm.
Because he literally says, it took a dozen students with me.
Right. Had they said, literally, what does Luke say?
Yeah. If they were asking for the quote, if you don't say dozen, then you're
right.
Wrong. So.
Right.
Semantics.
Yeah, very much so. 2-pointer for Laura. Oh, God. Oh, God. I feel like I just had something in my eye. That was scary for a second.
You're like, wait,
I feel like I blinked.
I thought you were like having a seizure. Like, what's going on?
Me too. I think I blinked it away.
And I'm having a stroke or somebody making an omelet.
Scrubs quote.
Yay.
It's not Star Wars.
Sorry.
Stop.
Sorry.
Using your brain for things other than Star Wars. Oh my God.
I can love Scrubs all day long.
2-pointer for Laura. A New Hope.
I'm trying to see how many Scrubs quotes I can get in this episode. Challenge accepted.
You and Alex Damon should have a Scrubs match one of these days.
I would love to.
A New Hope. Why didn't the Empire fire on the escape pod that had 3PO and R2 in it at the beginning of A New Hope?
Mm-hmm.
No life forms. She got it.
Mm-hmm.
3-pointer for Laura. Who said it? In what Star War will you hear the line, do you have any idea what it's like to live with a price on your head?
Mm-hmm.
Solo.
Solo, a Star
she got
Wars story.
It. 5-pointer for Molly. She got heroes. In The Rise of Skywalker, Kanan says 2 things to Rey through the Force. Her name and what other line? Love this question.
This is one of my favorite quotes in the entire
movie. I love this question because out of that whole montage, full
Jedi.
Disclosure, for me, I'm not talking for him. For me, full disclosure, that this is literally the only line that I am 100% of how they say it. Because it's my favorite line out of this whole little sequence of all the Jedi, past Jedi talking to her. I love the Kanan line. It's my favorite line.
And very French just says it with so much gusto. Oh. Like, I get one line, two
I mean,
lines
he
in this
says
movie.
Her name and everything, but it's like, hey,
I really
man,
only get one line in this movie.
This is what you get? I'm going to go for it.
I'm going to go for it, man.
Oh,
hell
man.
Yeah.
The way he really goes for it, I like tear up a little bit every time. And I'm just like,
the
wow.
The heart of a Jedi lies her strength.
Jedi. Freddie killed it.
Yeah, and also I noticed that I think either the quote was written wrong in the answer sheet or Karloff might have misread it.
Yeah. Oh, well, because Molly did not get it, unfortunately. Yeah. She did miss it. She said one of the other lines that happened in that scene. So unfortunately, she did miss it. Mm-hmm. And then when Christian did announce the answer, it was a kind of a funny moment. very subtle if you were looking for it, which we did, because he says the correct answer is in the heart of a Jedi lies their strength. And Laura was mouthing along and she said her strength because that's what they said in the movie. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you were looking real hard for a split second, she was like, oh,
what? I think it was just a misread because I imagine he was just quickly reading that and then just said her instead of there instead of her.
I think it was just an innocent mistake, but it was just kind of a funny little moment to see Laura be like, her strength.
Yeah, because I did the same thing. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just a misread because if it was one of those things where the quote was written down wrong in the answer sheet, they would have challenged. They would have got it right and move on. Yeah. So it's just a little semantics again.
This is what I live with. So by the end of it, 23-26 in favor of Laura Kelly. So she is now
the number one
contender. Mm-hmm. Another interesting
She's
thing.
She's the contender waiting in the wings.
Oh, word. That's, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that makes sense. The thing that just kind of made me take pause for a minute was that Christian brought up again, like, Laura, do you want it to be a three-way or do you?
Yeah,
want
that was interesting.
Because it was already announced that it was going to be a one-on-one with you and Alex. And the fact that it's being opened up again, seemingly to be like, well, is it going to be a one-on-one? Is it going to be a triple threat?
I don't know.
So it kind of was weird that it was brought up again. I don't know.
I'm going into it thinking it's a one-on-one versus Alex Damon, but I wouldn't be surprised if it changed. Let's put it that way.
We'll see.
We'll see. It's already been announced because even at the end of this pay-per-view, he said, it's Demon Lock Damon. So it's
who knows?
Who knows? I wouldn't be surprised if the last second it got changed, but I'm going in prepared either way.
Right.
So, but Laura again proves that she's one of the top contenders in this division.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she's one of those competitors you fall behind. Going into like the third round, it's going to be hard to make those points up against her. She's one of those competitors. If you get missed two or three questions, she's going to put you away.
Yeah.
And this proves it. I mean, she with this match, she jumps ahead in the accuracy rates above me and Alex. But again, me and Alex haven't played yet. So, I mean, we both played along to this match.
Yeah.
And we both did very well. We're not going to say what we did or how we did, but we both did very well. So there's that.
The other thing that I thought was interesting was, you know, hard to miss the character work.
Yeah.
Hard to miss. It was kind of weird that, I mean, no, actually it wasn't. It gets weirder with the next match.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense that what happened character work wise with this match, because obviously there's a storyline that Laura would have preferred to be with Corruption.
Yeah.
So it did make sense in this match.
Mm-hmm.
And she, of course, throughout the match had like this back and forth with Winston that it was kind of, you know, a lot of eye rolling.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of arms crossed, eye rolling, like Winston, get out of here.
Are you done? Are you done talking? I'm not even listening to you type of stuff. I almost said a bad word.
And, you know, obviously she doesn't want to play. She'd rather play for Corruption. This and that.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. And she even went as far as say, like, Corruption's still helping out. What do you
right.
like?
Swag hasn't really done much for me.
Yeah.
And then after the match, Shannon Barney, if you haven't heard that name, she's the manager of Corruption. she tweeted that, you know, something, about, I don't know if she said welcome home. I don't know.
Yeah.
But in any case, it was a tweet where she had a screenshot of like a Zoom call and it was like Corruption and Laura was in there and she's like saying, you know, celebrating her victory, you know, with her family or whatever. I forget exactly what she said, but it's just kind of like, wow, this is being pushed hard.
I mean, we said it before the season started. There's no way Laura Kelly gets back to Corruption.
Unless some wheeling and dealing is done.
But now that, you know, the draft has panned out and, you know, things have happened, I see there is a possibility with a trade. The trade deadline is in August, I believe. I got to double check, fact check me in the comments, people. But the trade deadline is for a while. I think the only way you get Laura Kelly back to Corruption is if you trade away Joseph Scrimshaw, obviously. You have to trade for another Star Wars player. There's no other way around it.
Mm-hmm.
Trade Joseph Scrimshaw and maybe your first round pick in the next draft.
Yeah.
Or your first two picks to get Laura Kelly. You have to give up a lot for Laura Kelly because she's a proven commodity in the Star Wars division.
Now she
has a title shot. And if Winston was to do this, I would wait until after her title shot.
Yeah,
because it, you know, milk anything you can, any points you can get out of her. You just got 4 points out of her, and she doesn't want to play for you.
Right.
So, say she goes into her title shot and like see how that pans out, and then trade her away.
Yeah.
Or wait until she loses a match and then trade her away.
Yeah.
And you have to trade her for a high value asset like Joseph Scrimshaw.
Yeah, who's just flying under people's radars. Exactly. Shockingly.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if Laura is not even, you know, communicating with Ace, because you have another high profile player on your team that you could, you know, take to your advantage while you're there.
Yeah.
Even though you don't want to play for swag, take advantage of it while you can. Learn some secrets. See what he knows. And then once you get out of there, you're going to probably see him eventually and say, hey, now I got all this information on you. You know what I mean? So take advantage of it. I don't see Winston can just hold on to her for the rest of it. It's like, nope, you're not going anywhere. So you can either play for me
or not play.
Or just not play.
Either you're going to play for me in a title match or you're just going to forfeit a title match. Yeah. So you're going
to
play.
So I think if Shannon wants Laura, you're going to have to give up a lot for her or just come to grips with reality and say, you're not, it's just not happening.
That's the whole point of taking a high profile player from Shannon is to, you know, use that player as collateral. Yeah. Be like, well, what can you give me if you really want to back
that? Her for bargaining chips or just make her suffer. It's like, she's still playing for me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. It seems as though we're being set up for something.
It is. It does seem like it. I didn't watch rundown, and I didn't see anything on Twitter saying, hey, look, the trade happened. So
I feel like we would have been aware.
We probably would have seen something like that, but we'll see. But as far as Molly goes, I mean, new faction. She has some fantastic study mates on that faction.
Yeah.
She seems to be hitting the same kind of struggles. She's studying huge, massive five pointers. She says so as much. She's great with the five pointers. It's just the round one troubles.
Yeah.
The more, I hate to say obvious, easier questions. It's just the little things I think she's overlooking.
Yeah. So. Well, she said herself, you know, I've been focusing a lot on 3 and 5 pointers. Mm-hmm. And then some of those other questions that should feel
instinctive.
Just kind of slip by sometimes, which happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just tax your brain so hard looking for those 8d8s that you just kind of forget, you know.
Yeah.
Your Admiral Radis.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that she's been like, oh, I don't want to get caught in an 8d8 situation.
Right. Nobody does.
Yeah, nobody does. So she's spending most of her time like scouring the Star Wars movies for those situations and just forgets like, hey, I need to remember who says this, or I need to remember what happens in this scene, or you know what I mean? So I think that's the one thing I think she just completely forgot. It's like, I'm worried about the big picture and not like, oh, I still have to worry about my foundation.
Gotta worry about the whole picture.
Yeah, you gotta worry about everything.
Yeah.
And it's not the end of the season for her. It's the very beginning of the season. And I think that's what a lot of these rookies coming in were like, oh man, if I lose my first match, it's done for me. It's like, no, there's a whole season ahead. There's tournaments ahead of you. There's rumors of 2 Star Wars tournaments, so you can put Molly in there. You can put Wit into the other one. So
A whole lot more to go, baby.
Yeah, there's a whole lot more to go. This isn't the last we've seen of Molly. She'll probably climb her way back up to the top, and we probably see her another one, number one contender match by the end of the season.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
And this is every loss is a lesson. So come look at this match. Say, okay, this is where I need to focus now. Brush off the loss, and then go into the next tournament or your next match, knowing that.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's just unfortunate now. She's like 1 in 3 now. So that's not a bad record. I mean, there are plenty. Joseph Scrimshaw is 1 in 4.
Prime example.
Records don't, especially in the Star Wars division, up until this season, records mean nothing in the Star Wars division.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of who, are you going to go up against the rookie, or are you going to go against Laura Kelly or Joseph Scrimshaw or something like that?
Yeah.
For your first match of the season. So.
So there you have it with that match.
Great.
You got
match.
Your number one. Well, your
contender waiting in the wings.
There you go. So. Next match, the overcard, if you will. We've got our
Somebody actually said, like, can we make the overcard a trademark?
Why would you have an undercard without an overcard? Is all
it's the main event. The main event. But somebody in the comment, I can't remember. I'm sorry if I can't remember your name, but somebody said, like, can we make the overcard a staple of Beyond the Schmodown?
Yes.
It could be for you. You say it all the time. So.
Because it just makes sense. Been watching a lot of Star Wars. They like to talk about balance. And I do enjoy balance. So if there's an undercard.
There needs to be an overcard.
Rule of two. There's got to be an overcard out there somewhere. So just using logic out here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that tickled me. Rule of two.
That's what I'm saying. You know, makes sense. So the overcard.
The main event.
The overcard is the title match for Inner Geekdom. Chandru. Mm-hmm. The Chosen. The Chosen One. Mm-hmm. I always get it wrong. I think it's somehow. The Chosen. Don DePani
defending his title.
Swag. Defending his title against the Brown Dwarf Star.
The amazing Mara Kanopic.
Oh, I thought they introduced that's her as the Brown Dwarf Star.
That's her little nickname for herself. She's still the amazing Mara Kanopic.
The amazing Mara Kanopic of the dungeon.
The dungeon. So that's
because
another...
it was Swag Dungeon the whole night. Yep. So we've got ourselves. We'll jump right into it because there are some little notey things to take care of afterward with interactions between managers.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. So round one, because we got five rounds to get through.
Oh yeah, I always forget title matches are five rounds when I'm watching. I'm like, oh my god, they're falling behind in rounds.
Oh
like,
my god,
it's and then five you rounds.
That there's a betting round. There's a speed round. Yeah. Round one. Chandru missed a question about Jurassic World. Mm. Mara missed a question about the Son of the Mask.
Don't blame her for that. I forgot that movie existed.
I think a lot of people.
It was the Loki Odin question, I think.
Yeah. 9-9 mm-hmm. at the end of round one. Nail biter already. Round two, Mara spins swashbuckling adventures.
Yeah. And I was mistaken. It's like, oh, it's pirates. Like, no, it includes like
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Any like adventure type of films. Like,
yeah. I hear swashbuckling pirates. And I'm just like, oh, pirates. Mm-hmm. But I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess
pirates, Indiana Jones.
It encompasses other stuff too.
Yeah. Other stuff. Yeah.
Because, yeah, Inner Geekdom kind of got expanded, if you will. Mm-hmm. New slices, additional movies, yeah. I believe.
I think like so, 40 new movies or something like that. I don't know.
Christmas. So she gets swashbuckling adventures. She misses a Temple of Doom question. And it was a 2-point miss. She did not go to multiple choice. Mm-hmm. But luckily for her, Chandru did not steal. Got everything else.
Yes.
Chandru goes. He spins away from Superman. And spins graphic novels.
Ooh, and I think this is where, like I said, there's a little bit of notes that for manager-wise. This is one of the situations where he listened to Winston when he should have went with it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he didn't do great in this category, but he did well enough, but not up to his standard, I should say.
Right.
Because so, he's usually just going, yep.
What had happened was when they brought Winston in. Oh, okay. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't they... When round two started, mm-hmm. because they were tied and because Chandru holds the belt, you know.
Yeah, he gets to decide. He
gets to decide
first.
Who goes first. And he was like, well, can I have my manager to help strange. Me decide? And they were like, no, we'll bring your manager in, you know, after you mm-hmm. make that decision. And it's like, what?
Yeah, that was weird. I was like,
it was kind of weird.
They and always then, bring the manager in for that.
That's what I thought, too. And then, you know, weird, whatever. Yeah. But then Chandru makes a comment about like, well, I'm not going to listen to him anyway. So,
yeah.
Okay. And it was just kind of like,
yeah.
Okay, we're just going to blow past that.
Yeah.
So then when it's Chandru's turn, mm-hmm. they bring in Winston. They're discussing it. He spins Superman and Chandru's kind of flip-flopping.
Yeah.
He's hesitant. And Winston's kind of like, hey, man, you don't really seem like you're that into it. I suggest you spin again. Mm-hmm. Chandru thinks about it for a second and goes, yeah, you know what? This is probably the last time I'm ever going to listen to you, but I'll spin again. Mm. So he spins again, gets graphic novels.
Yeah.
And
I imagine this, the way he went through this round, it's not one of his strongest categories.
I think the best way that you, mm-hmm. the way you said it was that it just wasn't up to his standard.
Yeah. His performance in this round, it wasn't up to like the high standard that he puts forth for himself.
Because he went to multiple choice twice. Mm-hmm. Got one, mm-hmm. missed one. Mm-hmm. The one that was missed was not stolen.
Yeah.
So by the end of round two, 16-17 in favor of Mara. Mm-hmm. Round three, the betting round. Mara spins because she's in the lead. She spins Star Trek. Chandru bet 2. Mara bet 3. Mm-hmm. They both got it right. 18-20 in favor of Mara. Round four, the speed round or the lightning round, if you will, mm-hmm. in the digital format.
I don't know, but somebody else referred to this round as fast money.
Oh, right.
I really like that term.
True.
I call it the lightning round, but I am enjoying this fast money.
Fast money.
It just sounds cooler. It
feels like Price is Right when you say that.
Yeah. But I do like that term better. I might start using that one instead of lightning round.
Fast money.
The fast money round.
So they both, it was kind of a wash because they both answered 8 and they both passed on 2.
Passed on different ones, but but it ended up being a wash basically.
So by the end of round 4, 26 to 28 in favor of Mara. Round five, the final round. Two-pointer for Chandru. He gets stuck with Superman again. Well, he didn't get stuck the first time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
But yeah, came around.
Who plays Lenny Luthor in Superman 4, The Quest for Peace? He got it right.
That's a terrible movie. You've never seen Quest for Peace, have you?
Negative.
So bad.
Two-pointer for I Believe It. Two-pointer for Mara. Indiana Jones, another swashbuckler. Indiana Jones named himself Indiana after what?
Named the dog Indiana.
Our dog is named Indiana.
Love that movie.
Got it right.
My favorite Indiana Jones movie.
Three-pointer for Chandru, Alien and Predator. Who directed 1997's Alien Resurrection? Mm-hmm. He got it. Three-pointer for Mara, back and forth. My God. Three-pointer for Mara, Heroes. What character killed Nagini, Voldemort's snake, in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2? She got it. Five-pointer for Chandru, Star Trek. What is the Vulcan name of the mystical location Cybok was trying to locate in Star Trek V, The Final Frontier? That's a lot of words.
Took a lot of time. It was very careful with this answer.
Made me nervous because I was like, But he played it perfectly. He got it right. Didn't rush it. Got it right.
Yeah.
Used his time wisely. Got it right. Yeah. And then it was just a matter of, okay, well, I did everything I can do. Now I just got to sit back and hope that she misses.
And every time this happens to any competitor, I'm always like, God, this is the worst feeling in the world. You did everything possible in this match.
It's
out of your hands. It's like, well, now it's up to if they miss it.
Now it's just up to fate.
That's the worst feeling in the world. It's like
just sitting there like, please, just miss it.
I always think back to this one when Peyton Manning went to his first Super Bowl. And there's this like after interview, the years after, he's like, he just drove down the field with a touchdown. And you know, there's like around a minute 20 left on the clock. Tom Brady's going to, it's like, we've seen this story a million times. Tom Brady marches down the field in less than 2 minutes and wins the game. And he said that he went back to the bench and he just sat down, put his head down the entire time and just said to the Lord, like, Lord, just this once.
Please.
Just this just once. Let him lose please. Once. No, he said, just this once. Please not let him do this. Amen. And that's all he said to himself.
Did it work?
It works because I remember watching this. And I was so excited because Peyton Manning is my favorite quarterback of all time. And Brady gets intercepted and like it's like it's like it works sometimes yeah it works sometimes
got but, bad news for you guys in this match yeah. though so
for but the- yeah but Chandru like I thought he didn't know it
yeah
but he just ended I have not seen this if I have seen this movie I saw it once and barely paid attention and it was one of those where it's like he could confuse it with another location so he used everything all the time he needed it's like that's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So
smart.
I mean, he's a champ for a reason. So exactly. he played it very, really smart. Was very careful. Made sure he knew it because if you miss it, then it's like whoops.
Uh oh.
So
we move on.
But it didn't really matter because
5-pointer from Mara.
Yeah.
She gets Batman. In which film does Arthur Reeves threaten to have Batman arrested?
Mm-hmm.
Your girl got it.
Mm-hmm.
So 36-38. Mara Kanopic, the new Inter-Geek Champion of the world.
Two-time Inter-Geek Champion, the second to do it. Because the first to do it is the person she lost the belt to with Mike Kalinowski. That's when that's the first time he won it, right? Yes. Because then he lost to Rachel and then won it back from Rachel.
I trust you.
Yes. That's how it goes. I think that's how the story goes.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, but
who knows?
And she has something interesting to say that this is the first time she has the new belt because the old belt was I hated that old belt.
The design of it
because they basically took a belt that they bought I think somewhere and they just like painted over it and made it look like it wasn't an original design.
Yeah.
I out of all the belts that they made the new ones I should say the newer belts they made that's my favorite because it looks so cool.
It does. But, and the other really adorable thing the moment that I don't care who you're rooting for, whether you want a Chandra to win, you want a Mara to win, it was just a beautiful moment and it just made my heart swell.
Yeah.
Like the Grinch and breaking the scale when she won. I mean, obviously, there not 100% of the people in the league, but there is a large amount of people in the league that they take this very seriously, regardless of how they present outwardly.
Yeah.
even if they act very cavalier, they take it very seriously and put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it. And Mara's one of those people. She's just chill all the time. So chill. But you could clearly see the emotion. She mutes herself on her computer. You can see her like muting, and she's like yelling. You can see her yelling, Dan. And like, Dan, I guess when he like came in the room, she goes, I won. And it looks like she's starting to cry.
Yeah.
And they just give each other this hug. I'm getting like chills just thinking about it. Yeah. It was just so cute and so genuine and such a pure moment.
Yeah. And it's the first title of the title match of the year. This has to be nominated for Moment of the Year. It is
absolutely.
People might forget about it.
Dan got nominated for the I won.
Yeah.
Then Mara's going to get nominated for I won.
I won. So. No exclamation mark instead of question mark.
Yeah,
I won. I mean,
it was so cute.
I love seeing moments like this. Like,
it makes it real. Like, wow, these are actually real people.
Yeah.
When you say all horrible things about people, remember, they are real.
They are real. And another, I think the one that I think back to, like, this is probably the Video Drew moment when you clearly see it on her face. Like, she loved that she won, and it hit her really hard.
Yeah.
And I love seeing it because we say it all the time. Like, other fan after shows and fans was like, yeah, I know how hard you've been working. It's like, you really don't know how much work goes into competing at this level.
Yeah.
And competing period in the Shimoda, and it takes a lot of work. Compete at the level when you get to a title match, especially division, it's so much work.
Yeah.
So much unbelievable work. I mean, you could be doing something else.
Yeah.
You could be watching WandaVision. You could be, you know, having to stay in date night because you're stuck in your house because of quarantine.
Yeah.
You could be doing so many other things with your time, but you choose.
But I'm watching Solo, a Star Wars story.
For the millionth time in a row.
Watching the Clone Wars movie.
And now you have, you know what I mean?
I actually don't mind the Clone Wars movie, and I'm kind of embarrassed about it.
And when stuff like this happens, when you see people get emotional, it's like, yeah, you get emotional because it pays. It finally paid off.
Yeah.
It finally, everything that you've been doing up until that moment pays off.
Yeah, and that's why the highs are so high and the lows are so low. Because, you know, when you had your match against Laura for the number one contender match last season, two seasons ago.
Yeah. Was it that long ago?
Right. Because Corona wasn't a thing. and we flew out to California and... you know, that was the 12th moon of Yaut.
Yeah.
That infamous question.
Mm-hmm.
I know you were crushed, but I, as you know, I don't even know how to describe myself. Manager, study buddy, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I had invested so much time in it with you that I felt like I experienced a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad because I know that there were like people around me when we were sitting in the audience that they like turned around and they were like, he did really well though. And I'm just like, I was so crushed because it's like, we spent so much time.
So much effort.
We flew out to California. We spent so much time. It's so much effort. And then to lose like that, it's crushing.
Mm-hmm. And then to have it happen again the year after and playing more matches leading up to that point,
it's crushing and when I just wish that we've said this a million times, I know we're beating a dead horse, but I wish that people would had it even an inkling of how much it goes into it, because like I felt bad. I think that there's probably people that they were meeting me for the first time that day they're probably like, wow, those girls. Because I was just like, I was so crushed for you that I there was nothing I could say. And I was like, thank you. I don't have anything to say because I'm just so crushed right now. The lows are so low because of how much passion you have for the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the highs are so high that you see people cry. They shed tears. You've seen Mike Kalinowski cry. We saw Mara cry.
Video Drew, Roka.
You see tears. And I'm sure there are people like, you're crying over Star Trek?
Yes.
It's like, yes, I am.
And most likely... you know, if things go the way that we hope they will, when I face Alex, I will, either way, I'm going to cry.
Probably me too.
Either way, I will probably shed tears that day.
Because it's just, it's a lot. And
it
really does mean something. Video Drew's a perfect example because you think that she is kind of just like, oh, I'm just this character.
I really don't take this
seriously. Yes, they do. And yes, she does. And so it's just...
yeah, I love seeing moments like this when Mara hugs Dan off screen.
It's a beautiful moment.
It's a beautiful moment. It's fantastic because we all take this very seriously and we all want to succeed in this. And when it does happen, oh, it feels, it's yeah. great. It pays off. The time put into it is ultimately paid off. And I think this is, I mean, she's the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
And it was a good,
obviously it paid off.
Paid off for Kaiser. I mean, he doubled down in IG last season and didn't pay off for him as much. I mean, she had an automatic title shot, whatever. Now she has to wait for Mike Kelly. She has a number one contender match against, I think I'm right, against the winner of Alex and Barbarian.
I think you're right.
So she's waiting on the outcome of that match and then down the road. But again, if she ends up losing that match, you don't see the last of her.
No, because she's also going to jump into Star Wars,
exactly,
apparently.
Exactly, exactly. So, and I'm a little concerned about, because already she said she's going through... She's going through a lot, personally, and she's spending every waking moment studying just to be successful and win this title and defend the title. If you're doing that much for IG, it gets, you have to double down for that in Star Wars, because it's especially...
Star Wars is a different kind of beast.
Yeah, it's a different kind of beast, a different kind of study method. I mean, she has a great faction behind her. She has, you know, Adam Witt is experienced in the division, so he'll be probably helping her out.
Yeah. I know that she's got a good support network. I just hope
it doesn't become taxing on her.
And, exactly. And I just want her to be okay as a person. Yeah,
and I say, if you're going to be a multi-tier competitor, try to stick to singles and teams, or singles and IG, or teams and IG.
Mm-hmm. Because they lend themselves to each other.
Yeah, but then when you get to IG and Star Wars, I mean, you can still bring... This is the first time we're going to see an IG jump into Star Wars. We've seen Star Wars jump into IG with Alex, and he did very well.
Yeah.
I want to see how this will translate to from IG to Star Wars.
And it could turn out very well.
It could turn out very well. Because people like Mara and Rachel, I was like, they could probably swing it in the Star Wars division.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see when she debuts. I think right now, just focus on IG. Just focus on IG. Focus on defending that belt. And then maybe when the second tournament comes around, that's when you throw your hat into the ring.
Yeah.
When you don't have to worry about IG anymore. This is a great match, because usually, like, because the last couple IG matches is like, oh, somebody misses a couple and then the leader pulls away. And it's like, it's just the person that ends up losing. It was just them trying to claw their way back. This one was like, oh, she misses this, he misses that, it's tied, now she's ahead. You know what I mean?
I love seeing
matches like this. I mean, usually you see like people, oh, they missed one and that cost them, and the other person just goes perfect.
Yeah.
So,
and after this match, of course, there was more.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Moments, because you know, obviously Mara is over the moon, as she should be, because well deserved. Chandra, on the other hand, and Winston. Getting a little awkward.
This is almost like out of left field. It's like, I thought you guys were...
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you were good. It seems
kind of out of place. It's kind of random. Like, I get the Laura Kelly Winston friction.
Yeah, that I do.
That I get. But all of a sudden, Chandra too. Mm-hmm. And he mentions like, oh, kind of funny how, you know, when I'm picking up steam and I'm, you know, the one that's dominating... Funny how they expand the league and add a bunch of movies that I haven't seen and I'm not going to be good at. Mm-hmm. And then I got a manager who, you know. Yeah.
Shmominati.
Right.
Yeah.
And he kind of put some blame on Winston.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to listen to you anymore.
Yeah, like, you weren't there for me. Where were you this whole week?
You never let me do anything but IG. I haven't even watched WandaVision. And now I'm just going to go watch WandaVision, because what else do I have to do? Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be interesting to see where this goes, because the Laura thing, like I said, makes sense. Maybe there's gonna be some crazy trade to get her back to corruption, but where do we go with Chandra?
I don't know, like, does he want out of Swag? Why sign with Swag if you're already on the outs?
It's not like something happened that made him mad. He started out mad at Winston for some reason.
Maybe it's like, if you were mad to begin with, why did you sign with him?
I don't know. Because he signed him. It's not like he drafted him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this storyline would work well with Ace because of how far in the draft the game that Winston played to pick him up so late.
Mm-hmm.
This would make sense for Ace to be having the storyline.
Yeah.
But it's kind of weird with Chandru, and I'm interested to see where it goes and how it evolves.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's not like it's the end all with Chandru. We're going to see him in IG again.
Of course. Now he has the opportunity to tear his way through an IG tournament and pick up a crap load of points.
I imagine his path to the IG title again isn't through a tournament.
No.
He won, defended, and then lost it. We've seen other competitors in other divisions, their path is like one win number one contender match, or straight off number one contender match. You know what I mean? So because he doesn't have the rubber match, so he has to maybe win one or two then title, or just one then title.
But imagine challenging in a tournament. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, he might potentially. Have. Yeah, even then, so like, I don't know how many IG. I think they might expand the IG tournament this season. I heard rumors of that. I heard it somewhere. Somebody said it somewhere. But yeah, the IG tournament's already big enough. But like, he's gonna be back in a title match at some point this season
for sure.
Yeah, you know?
It's just gonna be. I don't know. I saw somebody made a comment like, okay, this whole thing with the everybody turning on Winston is kind of weird. Our mm-hmm. best barometer mm-hmm. of where this is gonna go mm-hmm. and see what is going on would be to see how like a final exam match would go, but yeah. teams is on hold kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's also like he didn't do bad last season.
No,
they stumbled.
He was one of the top managers.
Yeah, they stumbled a bit near the end of the season, but like you defended the title with him last season. What's where is this coming from?
So if we see like a match with Apollo Yama mm-hmm. or Alon Harris, and they're turning on him too, it's gonna be like, okay, what's happening?
Yeah.
But even still, if they don't have beef with him, it's still going to be like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I feel like either way, it's kind of like, I don't get it.
I don't know.
So I'm very interested to see where it goes. Maybe that's the whole point of it.
Maybe it's just Chandru going deeper down the heel role. Well,
and he said Winston told him to be nicer. And and Chandru's like, well, you know, when I play the mind games, look where being nice got me kind of thing.
Maybe.
But it's just weird that it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless... this was like a storyline for, hey, Chandra, if you lose. But it was being built up even before the match ended.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's kind of odd. So I don't really know what's going on. And I'm interested to see where it goes.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, we'll see.
And, you know, no surprise to anybody. As far as upcoming matches go, I'm wildly unprepared. I don't have like a schedule of what's coming up.
Well, it should be on the website if you want to really look that
pull it
up. Quick.
Well, I know that they were talking about... there's an IG match coming up between Amara Moses
and Jesse Swift.
Hold on. I just
and that is Mercs versus Suspects out. Too. So that's going to be interesting for this house.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hold on. Schedule.
Yeah. But yeah, both of these matches were great. I was not disappointed with the opener at all. Because
oh my God. We got a lot of stuff coming.
We do.
We can't go through all of this.
Yeah. But this is probably going to be the shortest recap episode that we have this season because we're going to have like three or four matches to go over the next coming episodes.
Oh, so, okay. So, yeah.
Yes.
It looks like it's going in backwards. So, yeah, mm-hmm. there's going to be Amara Moses of the Usual Suspects versus Jesse Swift of the Quirky Murkies.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening pretty soon, March 3rd, mm-hmm. Inner Geekdom match. Then we've got after, like the day after that, Marie Wilson, also of the Suspects.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Dragon Con herself. Against
Lady Dragon would have been an amazing name for her.
I wonder. Wait,
does she
have
what
her name is?
She already has a nickname, right? I don't think they've revealed it.
I think she might. I don't remember. I think she might. I just don't remember what it is.
But where were you? Where were you during the name meetings?
I don't know.
Lady Dragon.
It's not very alliterative, though.
Who cares?
Alliteration
awesome.
Is where it's at.
That's awesome. Lady Dragon. Oh, come on.
It's going to be Marie against Sean Sullivan of Corruption for a Star Wars match.
I'm really looking forward to that one because it's, again, that apparent divide between Star Wars veterans and rookies.
Exactly.
And it seems to be between the Star Wars veterans versus the Dragon Con rookies.
And
we said,
it's going to be an interesting thing either way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
does Sean make
either
that leap?
Outcome.
Yeah.
If Sean takes the win.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge
big statement to be like, I just took out
the most recent
Dragon Con winner.
Exactly.
Check me out. If he takes it, if Marie takes it, then that's kind of like.
It kind of like almost validates the people's hype.
Exactly. It's going to validate the Dragon Con hype. It's mm-hmm. going to probably make people be like, uh-oh. Marie's the one to look out for, you know?
Yes. If Marie did that well, look out for Zach, look out for Thomas. I mean, everybody's already saying look out for Thomas.
It's just going to reinforce what's already been talked about. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting either way mm-hmm. Either outcome, it's gonna
make splashes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, you got a Vinny Mancuso of Swag versus Marisol McKee of Corruption in a singles match.
Ooh, that one's gonna be interesting too.
And then the same day as that, you got yourselves a Dan Merle of the Dungeon versus Jeff Snyder of
the first
Stars.
The first versus
in a singles number one contender match.
Ooh,
so we got a lot of spicy things coming up.
Yeah, and we talked about these matches in the last episode.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Very exciting.
Gonna be again, this is probably the shortest recap episode that we're going to have this season, because everything else is going to be like, whoa, here's your matches.
Honestly, anytime we talk about a Star Wars match, y'all are lucky that we didn't talk for 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there really wasn't a whole lot to talk about the Star Wars match. Laura went perfect, as she more often than not does.
Yeah.
Again, Molly is just, you know, she already knows what she needs to do. And I imagine she's going to be brushing up on those.
I imagine.
So,
yeah.
Just wasn't her day that day. We already know she's still... Don't underestimate Molly Damon. She'll come back even stronger in whatever match she comes next. And the same can be said for Chandru.
Yeah.
Chandru just ran into a couple of speed bumps. She ran into Mara, who apparently ring rust isn't a thing with her.
Yeah, no.
So and she came back blazing too. So
I did see somebody say she was a little rusty. I'm like, get out of here.
I mean, rusty for how new the game is now. Because are we
at the point now where if you miss one or two questions, you're rusty? Because that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because she did phenomenal.
She did very well.
So I don't look at that performance as rusty unless mm-hmm. you consider anything less than perfect rusty.
Yeah. So,
which that's a lot of and pressure and if we're talking about that.
Even if she was rusty and missed a few, can you imagine how dangerous she is? It's like, all right, now I have like a barometer, like this is what I need to brush up on now.
Mm-hmm.
She's to look out. She's going to be more dangerous then. So...
Yeah,
look out. So many great matches to look forward to. So many, you know, storylines and everything. So,
oh, yeah.
So much to look forward to this season. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be war.
Yeah. War has begun, ladies and gentlemen. So, I think that this is a good episode here.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I feel like if we talk more, we're going to say things we've already said.
Yeah.
And there's no need to repeat ourselves, because who wants to hear that?
I don't know.
So, you know.
I don't know. Was there anything that was announced that we missed? We didn't watch backstage. I'm a little busy here.
Yeah.
To be watching backstage and all yes. that stuff. I actually didn't listen to Stereo this past week.
I didn't either.
Because I'm busy doing something else.
Well, yeah. And I didn't, yeah.
Yeah.
I went into the office a lot last week, so I just couldn't listen.
Yeah, and I also had a lot of work to do, too.
Yeah. So.
But anyways, I think this is a good episode. This is a great, great place to end here. So,
yeah.
Nikki DiMolanta, Star Wars competitor Nikki DiMolanta. Nikki DiMolanta, where can I find you online?
Well, online, mm-hmm. you can find me on twitter.com mm-hmm. at Dimmy, DimmyY.
Please follow her for canon utensil updates on Star Wars.
Forks are canon. And they are eating utensils.
I'm waiting for that video, Alex. You told me you were working on it. As for me, you can follow
me. You heard it here first, though. Don't give him the credit.
As for me, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Drew DiMolanta, DimAlanta. If you're listening to this on audio form, please follow the feed and rate us if you can.
And if you're listening on, watching on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, click the bell icon in the lower right-hand corner, almost said left, mm-hmm. and... I know my directions. See when we do stuff on YouTube.
With that, I think we'll end this episode here. I think we'll end this episode here.
What's happening?
We are ending the episode here, Andrew. Pay attention. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Beyond the Schmodown. We will see you next time.